It's time to strap on your restrictor plate as NASCAR heads to Talladega Super Speedway. Hi, everyone. Welcome to this edition of the CBSSports.com NASCAR Track Talk. Pete Pistone here as we get ready to head to the 2.66-mile Talladega Super Speedway for Sunday's Aaron's 499, the ninth race of the 2009 Spring Cup Series season and the second restrictor plate race of the year, after the Daytona 500 kicked off the season back in February. Now, you might think Daytona and Talladega are similar tracks and very much the same because we run the plates at both places, but most drivers will tell you they're very different, including Ryan Newman, who maps out the differences between the 2.5-mile Daytona International Speedway and the 2.66-mile Talladega Super Speedway.
Well, it's really smooth. It's typically the fastest race cars up front. You know, it's wide open, and you have to have some teamwork to, you know, to stay up front. But it's totally different from Daytona. I mean, you can take an aerial picture or aerial photograph, and it looks exactly the same, but it's really not even close.
One of the major differences is the racing surface at Daytona and Talladega. Talladega recently repaved, and Brian Vickers, who won at Talladega a couple of years ago, talked about the difference and the smoothness of the 2.66-mile Mammoth Speedway.
As far as the track itself, I mean, they did one of the most impressive resurfacing jobs I've ever experienced. I mean, that track, when they repaved it, was just absolutely smooth. I mean, it's the saying goes, as smooth as a baby's butt. They did a great job, and it's held up really well. I mean, it's still, there's not many bumps that have come up over the course of time. Obviously, it's lost grip, but you don't really notice it in our cars. That track is not the kind of track. I mean, you will notice the lack of grip, and you notice a stark difference between the old track and the new track. But it's such a track that the way the banking is, and 2.5 miles, and super speedway, restrictor plates, and all the things that go along with that kind of facility, you're not going to notice a slight drop in grip from year to year like you would at, say, a Texas.
And that new racing surface has made things that much more exciting, as well as more secure for the drivers, who now can run 2, 3, 4, and even 5 wide. Jeff Burton says expect another wide open race on Sunday.
The new pavement at Talladega is so smooth. It's made handling no issue whatsoever. Cars stick to the track really well. But honestly, on the old pavement, it was a little bit like that too. So it's going to take a long time before it gets back like it was. But even when it gets back like it was, they're still going to drive well, and you're going to be able to run wide open all the time. So it's just a track with a lot of grip. You're not asking the cars to do a whole lot that they're not willing to do. And it's real easy to handle well there.
That wide open racing style, of course, leads to some increased intensity behind the wheel. David Rudiman of the Michael Waltrip Racing Team, who's off to a great start and wants to continue it on Sunday in Talladega, knows that he's going to have to be up on the wheel for all 499 miles.
Motor stuff is, so, you know, you're sucked up behind another car and you're pushing them along, and the guy behind you is pushing you along, and the guy on the inside of you and the guy on the outside of you. It's just intense all the time. There's never any place to relax. And it's not a racetrack that's hard on hard to drive. There's nothing really hard to drive about Talladega, but it's probably one of the only racetracks you run at that you're running around here for the entire race with your teeth clenched, just because you don't ever know what's going to happen. And if something happens, it's generally not a whole lot you can do about it. So it's extremely intense the whole time. And I think the main thing you notice right away is there's nowhere to go when you really can't see what's going on that much farther in front of you, and it's difficult.
Talladega presents a set of physical challenges to drivers for the 499-mile grind around the big track, but there's also a mental aspect. And Kurt Busch, the driver of the Miller Lite Dodge, addressed what he'll have to have going through his mind on Sunday.
Yeah, Talladega doesn't really demand a lot on the driver's physical shape or wrestling the wheel. You're out there just riding around, really, at 180. Sometimes it really only feels like you're going 5 miles an hour, because that's the closing rate that you have on the car in front of you. But it's definitely a challenge on the mental side of it, on trying to figure out which lane is quicker at the time. How many lanes wide are you? And you have to keep track of the lane that you're in to protect the other drivers around you. And so it's another tough race as well to get on and off pit road without things happening. And you have to make sure you protect your car on pit road, because you just don't want a stupid fender bender to really slow you down aerodynamically. So it's a tough race, just mainly on the mental side.
Of course, avoiding the big one, the major multi-car accident that is most certainly always a part of a restrictor plate race at Daytona or Talladega, is a big part of the day. And Greg Biffle knows when he sees that checkered flag, he'll know he'll have an accomplishment on Sunday.
Well, certainly, you know, I'm looking forward to the checkered flag at Talladega, because that's the big thing. We always run well there. And the thing is missing, obviously, everybody talks about it, is missing that accident. You know, inevitably, one is going to happen at some point throughout the race when those cars are that bunched up. And that's what makes Talladega so exciting for the drivers and the fans, is, you know, that bunched up racing. But, you know, what we look forward to is being able to finish that race and get a good finish out of it. And that's certainly what we're looking forward to. There's no doubt that we're going to run decent at Talladega this weekend. The whole picture, the big picture is staying out of trouble and minding our P's and Q's to the end of the race.
Tony Stewart won the most recent Sprint Cup Series race at Talladega back in October, his final win for the Joe Gibbs Racing Team. And you'll remember that controversial finish when rookie Regan Smith was deemed to be below the yellow out-of-bounds line on the final run to the checkered flag. Tony Stewart got the win that day. He'll make his first start at Talladega as an owner driver, try to get the number 14 car to victory lane to make it back-to-back wins. Kyle Busch is the defending race winner of the Aaron's 499, and series point leader Jeff Gordon looking for his seventh career Sprint Cup win at Talladega on Sunday. That'll do it for this edition of the CBSSports.com NASCAR Track Talk. We'll talk to you next week as we go night racing when the Sprint Cup Series heads to Richmond International Raceway. This is Pete Pistone reporting.